Hey, brother.
Hey, brother. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jesus Christ. Happy birthday, brother.
You okay? Your voice changed.
It's your birthday.
One day after.
You know what that means?
What does it mean? You were waiting for that moment to crack the can.
I've literally had this beer sitting next to me for like 30 minutes.
What beer is it?
Can you hear that?
I heard the can. What are you drinking?
Is that crispy in your ears? Oh, damn, that's crispy. This is a Papago Orange Blossom Mandarin wheat beer.
That's a good beer. I like that beer. That's a tasty one, boy.
That's a tasty burger. Birthday boy. Oh my goodness. How old's your turn? 12 today?
I turned 13.
God damn.
I'm 26. 13? 13 times 2.
13 times 2. There's probably 36 right there. God damn.
26.
All right, so when you're 26, you goddamn be rustling those bushes, don't you think?
No bushes on my end.
Those bushes can be getting pretty big there, and you be grazing those sheep, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I have no idea what you said.
Did you crack a beer or for your this birthday cast or what?
I just cracked a Source Brewing All You Need Is Love 9% IPA. Oh, double goodness. IPA.
9%? Connor, I'd be on the ground if I had that.
Dude, I already drank the whole thing.
You already drank it?
I already finished it. Can't
God
empty.
Damn.
I'm like, do I get another beer or do I just drink water?
Yes. That's the question. I mean, it was your birthday weekend, so you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, true. I didn't have any beer yesterday. I was like, I don't know, just like really sleepy. So I didn't drink any beer.
Really?
I was really tired. Yeah, I didn't have any beer yesterday.
What?
I had good food, but I didn't drink anything.
All right. So break it down for us. What did you do yesterday? You turned 26. Do you feel any older? What do you get for your birthday? What do you plan on getting for your birthday? Do you have any bills going on? Is your pee-pee getting tickled? I don't know what's happening. Like,
all right, let's start from the beginning. what did I do? I woke up, Aaron got bagels, fresh bagels.
Oh my goodness.
Down the road, and I had a bagel with cream cheese, lox, and onions on it. That was our breakfast with a Starbucks frappuccino.
Jesus, beautiful.
And then I went to the pool for a couple hours. I went swimming for a while and just laid in my tube. And then came back to the house. And then what did I do?
So was your pool, was it pretty crowded there? Or was it pretty socially distanced and empty?
No, pretty crowded, but it's 16 people.
It's pretty cloudy.
Inside.
Yeah.
It was clear water.
The 9%. It was like 9% out there. It was hitting me hard.
Oh my god. When we walked to the gate, they're like, we're gonna have to like enforce the 2-hour rule. So it's 2 hours once you sign in. 16 people max. So
they time you from when you walk in.
You sign in with a time. So they check the sheet to like make sure you're there only 2 hours max.
Oh, okay. Sign in.
Yep. So we went for 2 hours to let more people come. We, you know, we left. We were reasonable and nice. And then came home. I played a bunch of guitar. And then what did I do? We had like a little like light lunch snacky thing. And then I showered. And then Aaron made dinner. It was crab cakes with asparagus and potatoes, roasted potatoes.
Oh my goodness.
From Wegmans is so good. And then she made homemade Rice Krispie treats. Half of them are regular, like the regular Rice Krispie treats with like rainbow sprinkles inside.
Oh my goodness.
they're like funfetti style, and then the other side was the same base, but Wegmans chocolate drizzled on top and Reese's peanut butter drizzled on top. So it's chocolate peanut butter Rice Krispies. So good. So I had those for dessert, and then okay. We played some Wii bowling.
Wii bowling?
Yeah, you gotta play Wii bowling on your birthday.
I haven't played that in years.
We played the OG like Wii bowling, like the one that comes with the Wii. 2006,
the one that
man,
you can never freaking
ago.
Let go of the ball. It always just drops down like right next to you.
And all the guys are like, that happened to Aaron a lot. Yeah. If you let go of B too quickly, it fails. Yeah. You let go of B.
The fucking remote is just so stupid. Yeah.
You just got to know what you're doing, you know?
Dude, the OG Wii bowling. Oh my God.
Dude, I got a few turkeys. I got a few four in a row. I was happy.
Oh my God. Who won?
I won.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I won. I was good.
Oh, my God.
So we did that, and then I played Battlefront with you after that. That's when I joined you on Battlefront PlayStation. And then after that, we did some Last of Us Part 2.
Mm.
We're still working on that. Yeah, it's a long story. It's a lot of fun. And that was it. That was pretty much her birthday. Oh, and then from Aaron and also you, I got Apple Watch Series 5 Nike Edition.
Oh my God.
Black aluminum with the anthracite band.
She's thick.
Dude, it's so good. I'm wearing it right now. It's so nice.
Dude, this is your first Apple Watch.
It's so snappy. I love it.
This is your first wearable technology. Is that true?
Yeah, because I have two analog watches, but they're just fossil. They're not tech.
So you're a watch wearer normally, right?
Normally, yes. And I typically only wear it like to work or like to a, you know, like fancy occasion or something, or like out to dinner.
Yes.
I typically don't wear my watch at home, to be honest with you. Like my Fossil watch, I don't wear it at home.
Yeah.
My first Fossil watch is battery. My second one is kinetic motion. So there's no battery in it. It charges off of how much you move your wrist.
Right.
Charges the gears inside. But like I said, I don't wear those watches when I'm at home. But now that this connects with my phone and I'm working out more and everything, like I'm wearing this all the time for notifications and everything.
It's funny you say that because I also was never a watch wearer. I knew at some point I was going to, and I like to wear things like jewelry and stuff like that, which I'm going to try and get into again. Like I like to wear things like accessories.
Right.
Getting more into wearing hats and stuff like that. But I never, I liked to do it before when I was younger, didn't like to wear things because it was annoying, you know, but now going to get back into wearing things, accessories. Because I guess it goes with your style, right? Whatever style of clothing, your aura, right?
No, so absolutely. Yeah.
A question for you is, I know it's kind of different now because we're at home, so you won't probably wear it all the time, right? But because I'm the same way, I won't wear my watch all the time because I'm at home. It's like kind of not really worth it unless I'm going to work out or I'm going to do whatever or I'm going to, you know. But it's so funny because I literally never wore a watch, never wore anything. When I got an Apple Watch, I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to like this. You know, I liked the concept. And then I wore it literally every single day. When the first Apple Watch came out, I bought it. I wore it every single day until I had the original, the OG, the first generation Apple Watch. Yeah,
Series 0.
Series 0. I literally wore it until I bought the Series 5. I literally wore it every single day for years. Every single day on my wrist, pretty much. Every single day. I was like, this is never coming off. It is the best thing because it actually does more than tell the time, you know? I understand if you could have a nice piece like a Rolex or I forget those another watch I was actually looking at the other day on TikTok. It was this crazy expensive watch. But like, I get that. It's like a piece of art, right? But it does so much more. It's worth me putting on my wrist or charging it or doing whatever, right? Like, so I get that. But I guess my question is, are you going to then do that? Are you going to try, I guess once we start going out and doing things, especially in Pennsylvania, once things are actually going to be opened up, are you going to wear it and like self-reflect and be like, oh, is this actually Am I actually going
to
use it?
Of course. It's going to take me some getting used to because I haven't worn a watch in a while. But I'm already used to it. It's been a day. You know what I mean? Like, I'm already used to wearing it.
I love that.
Also, I always loved it since the beginning when it came out. I love the Series Zero, what you had. And I love every series that came out with after. I love when they came out with waterproof at Series 3, whatever it was. And then I think they just made it even better in Series 4. But I never splurged on it because I never liked the look of it. I'm going to be honest with you. I love the tech behind it. I never liked the look of it because everybody had the same look. Everybody had the same black piece of metal just sitting on their wrist. But then they added the always on display. I was like, that made me sold right there. I was like, that's awesome. Because you can make your custom face. Everybody can see your custom face all the time then. Like, you literally have then a personal watch on. Like, yes, I might not always be looking at it, but like, it's like, it's not only your watch, like it's a piece of, I don't know, jewelry, like you were saying, you know what I mean? Like, it's a piece of tech, but also like a piece of accessory. So like, it goes with your outfit or whatever you're wearing. So like, I can change the face to be what I'm wearing. If it's like more casual for a run, I got my Nike face on. If it's going with a suit or something, I'm going to have a nice face on. You know what I mean? Like a full analog style on. Really subtle.
You can change it on the fly.
Right. And I don't want any like complications on it. I just want watch face, really simple for like a suit. But then I want all the complications when I'm going, you know, working at home or at the office or whatever. But I freaking love it. I love the always on display. That made me sold. And I love it so much right now. Like, I'm looking at it right now and I'm not even lifting my wrist and I can see the time. I see everything right now. See the temperature outside.
It's so cool. Cool. I'm going to be super interested to see how you, not only use it, but, adapt to the watch life and the customization, as you continue to use it. I'll be interested to see how you give me the feedback.
I'm learning new things every day. I did two exercises on it already, or two or three.
Yes. So tell me about that. Tell me how you like the workout aspect where
I did. I was just fooling with all, because there's so many in the list when you go through the fitness app.
Yeah.
I did the Wii bowling. I went to fitness gaming. That was the first thing I did. And I was like, let me try. And actually calculated my calories for bowling on the Wii.
Yeah.
I did that. And then I did a walk outside last night late. I walked around the whole complex and I tracked that. Worked perfect. And then today I did a high intensity interval training on the TV for 40 minutes because it was too hot to run. It was like 87 degrees today.
Yeah.
So I didn't go outside, and it tracked the whole thing really well. And I got like a bunch of awards and stuff. Like, it gave me medals. It was awesome. So I think I closed all my rings today on my activity tracker, except the last thing I'm missing is I need to stand for one more hour, like within the next hour.
The stand goal. Okay.
Yep. I'm at 91%. It says I stood up 11 of my 12 hours of the day.
Nice. Wow.
So I'll probably, you know, get it when I get up and go to bed.
Yeah.
I'll get the last piece.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's awesome. I love it.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah. I've been wanting it for a while and I just like never could justify, you know, paying for it. I was like, oh, I don't really need it. I don't really need it. You know, I have my phone, but like, it's awesome to be able to just like, I try to use my phone less lately. I try to just keep my phone away from me and, you know, only grab it when I need it because I'm just on it too much. And it's cool to have this because then I can just see if something's important coming in. And then I know if I need to get my phone or not. I don't need to keep checking it. Like,
yes,
set my notifications to what I want and I'm good to go, you know.
Awesome. That's going to be like huge, especially for work or whatever you do next in your life or whatever. Like, if you have a job, if you do something else, if you, you know, it's going to be so nice to have your phone in your pocket or in your backpack, whatever. And you can literally just always just, oh, cool. My wife is calling me. I can talk to her on my watch. Cool. We finished conversation done. Or I got a text or I checked this quick thing. Oh, Twitter. Okay. It's Instagram. Okay. I'm done. Or I can turn all of it off or whatever. And preserve my battery life, which I probably have it pretty much set up similar to you. Pretty much everything is set up pretty minimally and I have crazy battery life, which is I mean, the Watch Series 5 is like awesome battery to begin with, but I can get tons of time out of it, and I barely get notifications. I get like Twitch and like phone and text and like nothing else, and everything else is just super minimal. And because I have the cellular version of it, I don't pay for cellular, but I could if I wanted to, and that's only because I wanted the stainless steel watch, but I didn't want to pay for the cellular version because I know I'm not going out to go use it without my phone, because I literally have my phone with me all the time.
Wait, you have the stainless steel one, but all of them come with cellular on those?
Yeah, so once you get into the stainless steel,
they're not like category, options. Okay,
you have to get GPS and cellular on the watch. So I have a cellular watch,
but you don't pay for the plan for it.
But yeah, exactly. When you get the watch itself, you at that very moment have to set it up with your carrier. But I just said I don't want to, so I literally just have it as a GPS watch. So I have to go in to my Verizon plan and set it up and pay because it's an extra line. But I just never did it because I don't want to use it.
Well, it's kind of silly because, like, how much are you really going to use that? You always have your phone on you. You're really never going to use it unless you're in an emergency or something. You know,
it's nice. It's a really, really nice feature. But, like, until I'm living, I mean, hopefully I'm living by myself. You know, if I lived, you know, away from people or whatever, and, you know, you go for a hike and, or you go for a run regularly and, you know, or you're taking your dog for a walk, whatever, and you're like, don't want to take your phone with you because you want to wear shorts and you don't want to put your phone in your shorts or carry your phone. Like, I get that, you know, but if you have to call someone in an emergency, it's more like, you know, in those cases or whatever, but I always have my phone on me except for those instances that I just mentioned. So it's like, does it justify me having to pay for that? I don't really think so, but
right.
I mean,
it's like, that's it's like me $10 personally. A month, right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But unless I have a dog that I have to go take for a walk and it gets injured or something. Like, or
that's what I mean. Like, how much are you really making a call from your wrist when you don't have your phone on you? It's not that often.
Yeah.
If ever. But, and like the GPS is amazing to have alone for free, like already built in. That's awesome. That's all I wanted. Just to be able to go on a walk through the mountains and not have my phone with me and it tracks the whole thing. That's so cool.
And it's so crazy accurate when you use it with maps and you use it with I just actually looked at the compass the other day because I never looked at it. I literally have had the watch for so long and I never looked at it, and I literally was moving my wrist so slightly and it was changing. I was like, that is crazy.
I play with every app, and if you go, like, you know, the infograph face wheel, like a lot with all the modules for the complications, you can set compass to one of them, and that tiny little dial, if you set it, moves the whole, it moves as you move your wrist. So, like, you can go in compass app and see the whole thing, right? But that tiny little complication shows you the exact direction. And it shows you true north. It's so cool.
So absolutely insane. Like, it just blows my mind, the technology that's built into this. I mean, obviously we have our phones, we have all those things, but I just can't, like, some people take it for granted. I definitely take it for granted. The advancements we have in technology, especially the fact that we literally are wearing this on our wrist.
Oh, it's insane.
And we can do these things like we were using walkie-talkie for our listeners. We were literally just playing with walkie-talkie today, yesterday. And
it's so convenient to, like, talk to you without calling, you know?
It's just like, it's so quicker than texting. And easy. And like,
as long as you have your watch on, I guess.
Well, right. Exactly. And that's obviously why it won't always work, is because the other person will have their watch on them. So it won't detect that it's being used, right?
But if you and I wearing a watch all the time, then I can walk and talk to you anytime, pretty much.
Always.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just so cool. Super, super cool. I mean, the future is now, really. I mean, that's just the stuff that we have right now. It's just, you got to not take it for granted. You got to literally just take a step back and be like, wow, and realize how fortunate we have. All the stuff we have. Same thing with, I don't know if you took the time to watch that unbox therapy video I sent you, but the Boston Dynamics little dog Spot, the little Spot robot.
I didn't watch it yet, but I know that dog's in Black Mirror, that robot. Yes.
They use that same exact concept, and they obviously, you know, made it look way crazier than it really is, but that was obviously way before it came out to real life and to, like, the public. But you can buy that for, I think, $75,000 or $70,000, I think it is.
Holy crap.
But that bot is, you need to just watch that video. Please just watch that video, because he just loses his mind. He's like, I can't believe that this is real. He's like going through it, and he goes through all the functions of it. And I also cannot believe that, because he goes back and gives a comparison to when Boston Dynamics first had that similar bot, that huge one. I don't know if you ever like followed any of Boston Dynamics robotics that they developed, but it is crazy, like 10 years ago where they were, and then now, and then, well, where they'll be like 10 years from now, just the robotics advancements. And it just shows you where we are in technology. It's just, especially with AI.
Oh yeah. So, their stuff's insane. All the Boston robotics that they've done, I've seen a lot of that stuff.
The same thing with, I don't know if you watched any of the stuff on YouTube about this one, I forget what it's called, but there's that robot, that first AI robot in the UK. Is it the UK?
Mm-hmm. When they do the interview.
Yeah, yeah, with Tim Robbins. Yeah, that thing's
crazy.
Yeah. And she's like having a full-on conversation with all stuff that's not pre-programmed. It's all just questions he's asking her.
Running through the computer, like, because it's listening like Alexa, you know what I mean? Like,
it's
like
listening
and it's thinking about what it wants to answer with.
Machine learning? Yep. Like, what?
Yeah, it's insane.
Yo, like, I don't know. That stuff is just so interesting. And I don't know. That technology is in that, like little parts of that technology are in everything. Like, we have that in our Mac computers. We have that in PCs. We have that in like a lot of stuff we uses little bits of AI and machine learning to.
Oh yeah.
You know, well, like obviously, like in use it in messages or iMessage, right? And it learns the way that you speak so that it can recommend things to say next or whatever, right? It's like,
right.
People don't realize that stuff. It's so, so cool. All right. So you got an Apple Watch for your big 2.6 and you like it a lot. So that's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. I pair my AirPods to it too. Like during work. Oh, and yeah. Because I listen to Spotify at home, but I can't run with Spotify. So I downloaded all my music I had bought on iTunes. It's still saved to my account. So I downloaded that on the watch. Good. So I have some running music without paying for Apple Music. Does that make sense?
Nice. Yeah.
Because I have Spotify Premium. So
yeah.
At home, I listen to whatever. And it's so, you know what the best thing about it? I love to be able to change the volume right on my wrist. Easy. I can just roll the crown up and I got volume on my AirPods.
Yeah.
I don't have to touch my phone. I didn't touch my phone all day today. Not at all during work. Not once. I use my watch all day today.
So easy.
For everything. It was so cool. Oh, replying by text. Amazing.
Yes.
Like when you hit the little mic and you talk and it just makes the perfect sentence and you hit reply, boom.
Yep.
I've been doing that a lot lately too.
You can literally just speak right into your watch and it just replies. Yeah. It's done.
It's so cool. The walkie-talkie clarity, amazing. Crystal clear.
Crystal clear.
Yeah. I get to try a phone call, but I know the phone calls are clear too.
Yeah. The microphone and the speaker on the Series 5 is, I remember when they announced it and they did that, I remember so vividly in the keynote, they give the example of this woman that was on this like wakeboard in the middle of the ocean.
In the air, and they like,
yeah. Call. And yeah. They were like, this was all on the Series 5. And everyone was like, what? Are you joking?
That was the Series 3 or 4.
Or maybe it was the Series 4. No,
it was the Series 3 or 4. Whatever one they added cellular is the one they added. Was that 3?
What? I thought it was maybe the 5 then, or 4 or 5. Nope,
the 5 was always on display. It already had that feature.
They didn't have, maybe you're right.
It's either three or four. I know 3 added waterproof, but I don't know if that one also added cellular.
Dang.
And at the same time, but one of them added cellular at that moment. Oh, and then 4 was the new screen. 4 was the new screen.
It was the new
change.
Design. Yeah, the whole
so
new design.
So 3 had the waterproof with the speaker spitting out water and also the cellular edition. That was the
biggest
revolution.
I guess I remember that
revolution.
So vividly. And they were like, this is the new microphone and the
everybody's
new speaker.
Like, what? You can call somebody on a freaking watch? Like, that's, on a watch? That's spy tech right there.
Yeah, exactly. It's insane. So you obviously got that as a gift. So with other gifts, did you get any other gifts or did you get some money towards some of the things for your birthday?
I got some beer.
Okay.
From Aaron's parents. I got, yes, I got some money from Dad and Cheryl. I got money from Aaron's parents. I have yet to get mom's gift yet. I got that next weekend to put toward my computer parts. So
you're
going to
see her next weekend then?
Yep. I'll see you on the 5th. I'm going over for a barbecue. But yeah, I got a bunch of money for my parts for my PC. I just ordered some more stuff today to come in. It's coming in on Wednesday.
So you're almost done getting all your parts, and then you're going to build that bad boy.
All I'm missing right now is CPU. So today I ordered the RAM and both SSDs. I ordered an NVMe and I ordered an SSD 2.5 inch, both Samsung.
Dang.
I ended up just getting the cheaper NVMe drive for $100 for a 500 gigabyte instead of getting a 1 terabyte Gen 4 because it was double the price. And the difference between Gen 3 and Gen 4 on the sticks is very small in the speeds. I was like, why am I going to spend double the price for small increments in seconds? Like, that's stupid.
Right.
So I just got the Gen 3 for $100. So I'll throw the operating system and like all my big apps on there. And the 1 terabyte, the other one I bought, I'll just throw like all my games and like bigger files on there, like movies and stuff. Right. So yeah, I have case, power supply, CPU cooler. I bought the RAM today too. RAM was on sale for $85. I got the Corsair Vengeance, the RGB one.
Oh, wait, yep. It's $75?
$85 for 16 gigabytes, and it's okay. RGB black. So I can make whatever color I want, but it's black sticks also. Because I'm doing like a pretty much all stealth build right now.
Jeez, I should buy that. Oh my God.
Dude, $85. It was so cheap. And dual channel, you know, like most are.
Yeah.
3200 megahertz.
Is it DDR4?
Yep. DDR4, 3200 megahertz, which is recommended for my CPU.
Yeah.
Ryzen 5 3600 is recommended 3200 megahertz. So all I'm missing is the CPU, graphics card. Only two things I need. So I'm about to order the graphics card. And the CPU got restocked at Amazon. It's going to come a little bit later if I want to order it. Or I can just order it on Micro Center and drive over to King of Prussia and pick it up, which I'm thinking I'm just doing next weekend and grabbing it.
Keep
it on that way. Because it's open. And if I just pre-order online, it's actually less money at Micro Center right now than Amazon. It's $160 at Micro Center right now.
King of Prussia is not it's not closed.
King of Prussia Mall is just reopening some stores right now. Some are open, but Micro Center is in that area. It's a separate store. It's the big computer store. Yeah. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
Yeah. I didn't know it was
open. It's not the mall. It's a separate store in that area. It's in St. David. It's like right next to King of Prussia.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Right outside of that area. So I'll just order online probably and go pick it up. And then if I order the graphic card this week, I have all the parts. The only thing I'm waiting on then, like mail wise, is the motherboard, which is set to ship now on the 12th or 11th, I think. It says estimated delivery 11th or 12th or 12th or 13th, I think.
That's exciting. So you're pretty much have an idea of when you're to get, well, I kind of have an idea of when you get all your pieces, so, and then you can start piecing.
Pretty much, yeah, it won't be this weekend, but the following weekend, if the motherboard comes in that weekend, I'll be building it that weekend, if not that week.
Right.
So the second week of July is when I plan to build. Yep.
Dang.
I already have almost all the parts already. That's the plan, though, second week of July to do the build.
Guess I got to get some upgrades to my machine then. Dang, I got to start slacking. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
I already shifted my setup around. I moved the turntable over to the other shelf because I'm going to put the tower on top of the interface, the Presonus.
Oh, okay. So I was going to ask you where you're going to put it. Yeah.
Yep. So all the cables came out. All of the, you know, the tempered glass facing me. The IO shield will be facing the wall. So all the cables will be running to the side. You know, I won't see them. They'll be out of the way. Easy to run to next to the desk. And all my stuff will be set up really clean and nice. It'll be such a nice setup.
Are you going to put your turntable?
Turntable's already moved to the shelf next to it. I already moved it today. Oh, okay. I dusted it off and cleaned it. So I moved the pedal board down on the floor. And then I put the turntable there already.
Gotcha.
Yep.
How's that new display been since you've been using it?
It's nice. I'm using it right now. I like it. It's just, it's not 1440p because the output on the Mac Mini is 1080 in max. So
yeah.
I have it in HDMI right now. It looks really crystal. It wasn't that expensive. I cannot wait to see what it looks like in 1440.
Yeah.
It's going to look so much better. But it looks great. I've been using that, you know, the dynamic wallpapers that Apple has where you like, it's a picture, but it changes throughout the day and depending on what time.
Right.
I love those. So I use the one with like the rock and the stone and the ocean surrounding it, like a little island. Yep. And
that's the one I have right now.
it's the best one they have.
So cool. It is.
And it changes all day. It's dynamic. And so like, it's super dark right now for me. It's so cool. But that's
so cool.
That's 1080p and it looks good. Like, I can't wait to see what it looks like on the 1440.
Yeah.
I already bought the high speed display cable. So it's ready to rock for the 144 megahertz.
Good.
Hertz refresh rate and all that for the PC.
So what are you going to do with your Mac Mini then?
So the Mac Mini, I'm not sure. I'm either going to keep it as a separate machine so I can have another computer, or I'm going to sell it. I'm going to clean it up. And if I find, I'm going to hang on to it first. And if I see that I don't have a use for it, I'm going to sell it. But if I'm like, I kind of miss using Mac OS, you know, sometimes, or like there's software on the PC that I really don't like or can't optimize and really miss using something that's Mac specific, I'm going to keep it.
Okay.
That's the only reason. If not, if I'm completely able to do everything, obviously some things I'm not going to be able to do, like iMessage, right? Or whatever messages. Right. I understand I can miss that, but if I can get away with doing everything else on the PC, I'm going to sell it. I'm going to throw it on eBay. I spent $500 on it. I spent $500 on it and they still go for $500. So I could pretty much get my money back for it. It's crazy. So yeah, that's the plan.
I mean, it is what it is, but
it's not gonna really affect anything. We're still gonna do everything. So
I know, I'm just sad. I don't know. It's just,
I don't know. I'm just
sad that
changing up, you know, changing it up.
I want you to still have a Mac, but I mean, it's
maybe eventually I can buy another one, you know. This is my next step.
I'll just buy you one, you know, and then you'll have to use it.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
I'll take it.
You won't be upset then? You will use it?
You could buy me a Mac, sure.
Would you use it?
Yeah, I'll use it. Like,
what would you want?
That was the reason that I didn't do this. Like, my move was like, I want a new computer, right? So I was like, do I get the Mac Mini? Do I do the PC build? I went the PC route, right? So.
Well, because you need something more powerful so you can stream, you can play the games you want.
Yes. Stuff like that. And this made the most sense for price to performance. That's the reason I did this. Yeah. It's a money thing for me. I wanted, and that's also a cool project. I really want to build it. I'm looking forward for the build, but.
What would you
if
get
I do, if I, buy if I were due to Mac? I mean, if I had all the money in the world, I love the MacBook Pro. I love it. MacBook Pro is awesome. I want the 16-inch MacBook Pro fully spec'd. I would love it. I would freaking plug my cables in the side. I would, you know, fully get a 4K monitor and everything for it with USB-C. Yeah. But I didn't go that way. So that's fine. I've been using Mac since 2012. So I've been using it for 8 years. I've been using Mac OS and I love it. I'm not gonna like miss it. You know what I mean? Like, I actually think that Windows 10 has kind of cleaned themselves up. Like, Microsoft kind of fix their mistakes along the way. That makes sense. Like 7 and 8, like along the way were like crappy, and then 10 came along and it was rocky in the beginning, but it's gotten better. I don't know how you feel about it, but I feel like it's gotten a lot better. It's gotten really cleaner.
You use it more because of work.
Yes. But. Yes. I used Windows 7 at work, and then I upgraded to 10 in July, or not July, January.
Mm-hmm.
But not even looking at work, just looking at what people do now with their PC setups, you can make it essentially work or look like a Mac. It's crazy. Like the dock system and everything on it, like you can clean it up and make it super crispy, which I'm going to do. So it almost feels like you're running a Mac anyway. But I'm familiar with both OSs, so like it doesn't affect me. You know what I mean? Like I know how to work both of them. I'm indifferent. I originally was partial to Mac OS, and now I don't mind Windows 10. I really don't.
Dang, you're a changed man.
Yeah, I think I just I understand. I think I just understand that, you know, what if you play with the settings, you can make it work how you want. I don't know.
I thought you could say, I understand that there's more to life than living, you know? Well, you know, one day I'll buy whatever you want, and
you'll buy whatever I want. Thank you.
And, well, I mean, it's true, and I hope you will use it. And this is record literally. Well, I hope it doesn't just sit.
I'll waste my money.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean that's the truth, right?
Because what the hell are you gonna just buy me something for free?
For free?
You're just gonna give me a free Mac?
I mean, yeah, it would be a gift. So I mean, it'd be free to you. Yes.
Okay. I gotcha. You're just gonna buy me a Mac for a gift? Like, what, dude? What the heck?
But I'd make sure that you still would want something.
What,
so
is money growing trees for you?
For some people, yeah. Jeez, for, man. Jeff Bezos, apparently it does.
Okay. Well, I'm not Jeff Bezos, so.
Well, I didn't say you were. So.
But you are.
Well, I didn't say I knew a guy, but I might know a guy. So.
Oh, okay. So your friend will buy you the Mac to give me, and then you'll give it to me.
No. I will. Oh, but
okay.
I didn't. You know, as long as you would use it, that's all I need to know.
I mean, I'll use it. Yeah.
And as long as I know what you want.
True. I mean, you know what I really hope Apple does, which I don't think they're going to do now. No, what? I mean, now they have the.
We have brand new silicon SoCs, so
the new ARM silicon that they're doing.
Yeah, it's freaking beautiful, dude.
It's definitely integrated really well with the iPad too, because obviously they use the iPad.
Oh, you want an iPad Pro? Yeah.
That's what I want to see. I want to see the iPad Pro. Since now they have that silicon on the Mac, they could pretty much integrate
they already
the
have
two
them.
Into one, right? Yeah, they're using that chip that's in the iPad Pro in the new Mac, essentially a blown up version of it,
right?
I want to see that software running on iPad Pro. That software that's running. That I hope it will eventually. I mean,
no,
you
never.
Say never. Why do you say never? Because they want to differentiate it.
Well, because
is that why?
I mean, think about where it is right now. They have it. iPad has its own operating system. It has iPad OS. It literally
right now,
has its own operating system. It will never be Mac OS.
Why that won't would they never ever? Be. Why won't they ever? Mitigated or like migrate to a new change, like to make it run a new software.
That is the new change, is iPad OS. They made it something that's more that is a computer. You can literally have an iPad as a computer now, a trackpad
but it doesn't
hasn't
run,
mouse.
But it doesn't run Mac OS to be able to run Personas or Logic. You know what I mean? You can't run those softwares.
But
on
you
that.
Still can run those. I guess the word is like. The stature of those programs, right? You can still run those huge programs, but it's not like you're going to a website and you're pressing download and then you're going to the trash and you're deleting after you download
No,
right?
I get it.
It's
get
not
it,
that, but, which is what macOS is built on, right?
Right. But think about it. You could download GarageBand, but you can't run Logic on there. You can't do plugins.
But like, it's the function, like, or like, what are you trying to accomplish? Maybe I'm trying to make a song. Well, you can still make the song the same.
Right.
You know,
right,
I mean,
right. But it's just going to be a different software you got to use. You can't use the full blown.
There are developers, like the way that the ARM SoC is going to be developed and is being developed right now, they will literally have third party developers that can make apps for iPad OS and everything else. It's going to be, so they'll have programs that you can buy. That probably already are on or in development right now for iPad OS and for Big Sur and stuff like that. You know what I mean? That
right.
You can buy that will be of that stature. So, I mean, I think that's coming.
Oh,
for sure.
I know it's going to grow. It's going to take time. Like that, the iPad OS
to your
will
point,
grow.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's the whole point of like, think about that. You can literally have an iPad set up, an 11 or 12 inch iPad, mouse, keyboard, building a spreadsheet, going into a video program, editing a video, and then you package it up and that's it. It's touchscreen. Like, people want, I want a touchscreen computer. Oh my God. Who gives a fuck? It's touchscreen. I don't care about that, but you can still have that. That's an iPad, right?
Right.
And,
well, that's the whole thing. You could like have a dock, right? Plug in your stuff. Boom. You're in a full monitor with a mouse and keyboard with the new OS update.
Right.
Well, and, boom, unplug it, take it to go. Boom. Full touchscreen. Don't need to take any peripherals with you.
Or,
it's so cool.
You know, you take it as a realtor and you can sign on it. You can show, yep. You can blow it up. You can like, it's, I think, yep. It's obviously it's only so going to get way better than
it's going to keep changing and evolving. Yeah, I think so too.
You know, we have no idea what it's going right. to go to because it's mm-hmm. crazy in development. But I yep. think just alone the fact that they have Sidecar that you can use your iPad as a display,
that is nice. And I see like, people already doing that with their
what setups. You just plug in with USB-C to USB-C, the cable that you already have. You're literally yep. just oh here you go. Here's my. And it's buttery smooth because
yep, just throw it on the
iPad as it
on a dock and boom.
You yeah, could, exactly.
Separate screen. Throw some apps on.
That alone, even if nothing else worked as well, that alone, the fact that you can do that, I just like am blown away. I'm just like, it's just so versatile and great for productivity for, you know, business owners and, you know, pro creatives. I don't know. I guess that's not my two cents, sure. But I don't know if that's for everybody.
I agree.
But yeah, I mean, maybe you said get an iPad in your hands. We'll see.
That's what I mean. Like, if those changes occur, I'm all for it. I'm all in, all for it.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe you don't even need, like you said, like a MacBook. Maybe you'll just get a nice iPad with some accessories, and then you're set to go. You don't need anything else. Yep.
Exactly.
Well, damn, I mean, so my last question that I didn't answer yet, which was, do you feel any different now that you're 26?
No different. It's been a weird year. Weird birthday. I didn't think the, lockdown would last all the way through June 28th. And here we are.
Having a birthday during lockdown.
Essentially we went into green phase in my county on Friday, the 26th.
Yeah,
but still odd, you know, thinking that we just left that area and like it's not really any different. You know, most places are still closed or there's no indoor seating or limited seating still. Right, and everybody's still wearing masks. But I never did I think that it would be like this, but here we are. Still working from home and very very odd year. But yeah, I mean, I guess that's the only thing that feels different. You know. Not the usual birthday, a little different.
I feel you for sure. I mean,
can't go anywhere really, but we did go to the beach on Friday. But
just with I mean, you got four strong years left till retirement, so we got to make them great, make them solid.
That's right. 4 years, I'm done.
So, check what are your plans? Do you have any goals for this birthday, for this 26th year being Connor Walsh? Any goals, affirmations?
Probably get out of my job. That'd be nice.
Okay. Or
maybe not even get out of my job, but at least have a nice, like a side project or side income coming in.
Okay.
Like in conjunction with my job. That would be nice. That would be perfect. Then it gives me like something like to look forward to after work, you know, to make us side income. Side hustle.
So a little side hustle in addition to yep. your main
current,
gig.
To my
your
current main gig, job. Yep. Yep, that would be nice. That's definitely a goal for the next year.
Okay, that's good. Anything else?
I don't know. I want to do some more exploring, but this year's really been weird. That's why I'm saying like it's tough. Like we want to travel more, but like we're like kind of nervous and like hesitant to like go anywhere because like
yeah
I don't know is it worth the risk? Not really. And like are those places still going to be there? Yes, they are. So it's like we want to go to California really bad and we want to do a road trip. That's like our thing this year we want to do, and I think we'll do them. We just got to be really careful with planes and stuff like that, you know.
Planes, trains, and automobiles. Exactly.
That's right. Great movie. You ever seen that movie?
No, I don't think I have. Dude, or maybe I have. I don't know.
It's got John Candy from Uncle Buck in it. It's so funny. Oh, like, I think Steve Martin's in it too. It's
maybe
wild.
Maybe I did then. Hold on.
Gotta watch it. Watch it tonight after we finish the call.
When did this movie come out? 1987.
Yeah. Maybe, you see the cover of it?
Yeah, it looks like Christmas. Why?
Dude, you gotta watch it. It's so funny.
Oh my god, John Candy looks great.
Dude, John Candy's a big boy.
Did you ever see on Dad's desk the picture of John Candy from Uncle Buck?
What are you talking about? On Dad's desk? Is this recent?
No. One of Dad's friends sent it to him. It's like a little actual like picture, like a gloss like Kodak picture of John Candy from Uncle Buck. Oh
my gosh. Oh,
it's freaking golden. Well, that's good. I like that goal, and I think you will absolutely accomplish it. I think you got to set more goals for yourself. But 26, damn, growing up so fast.
It's weird, right?
It's weird. Definitely strange.
Weird to think about it. It's like 26. That's kind of old.
I don't even know how you're freaking 26 already. This is so strange.
Like, isn't that what like weird?
So weird. Don't know where the time has gone.
I know.
It's and it's weird. Even weirder to think about how it's literally go only quicker.
Yep.
So definitely have to cherish the moments that we are in for sure.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's all I got for you.
That was a wild ride of questions.
that's my birthday cast for you. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't have anything planned. So
no, that was good.
Do you have anything?
Nothing really else. I'm trying to write some more stuff. Kind of a plan this weekend, maybe do a little recording maybe or some loops.
Ooh.
After work. I wanted some like looping after work this week. Get back into do some writing and stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
What about you? What do you have to
I've
week?
Been just normal stuff this week, regular
job apps
stuff.
And stuff. Working at home.
Working from home, job apps. Playing some music for sure. Trying to play music as much as I can.
Nice.
I'm into. I was telling you this the other day, but making playlists like crazy. I've been making playlists like crazy. Like, nice. I have so many Apple Music playlists, and I wish I could share them with you, but you don't have Apple Music, so.
I think I can almost see the songs on it. I can when I clicked on yours, I can see all the songs, so I can like add like the songs on my Spotify. If I type them in.
But like, I don't want you to have to do that. I want you to just be able to add it. And I'm literally at the point where I'm just going to buy Apple Music for you and just like have you just
well,
have
can I
it.
Just like hop on your family plan?
I have a student plan. So
until
my student thing runs up, I will buy a family plan at that point and just share it with whoever.
That's what I was wondering. What's the student plan cost you?
It's $4.99 a month, so with tax it's like $5.04.
Oh, that's cheap. I think I spend $15 a month because I pay for a family Spotify right now. Because Aaron has her own. But I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to the family Apple Music. I love the streaming stuff. It's awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
and then I put music on there too.
Wait. You play for Spotify Family, but who do you share it with?
Aaron. She has her own library.
Oh, wait, you know how many people like do you get?
You can up to, let me check. I can't remember.
Could I join that?
Yeah, I think I can send you it. Spotify.
Wait, really?
Yes. Look, you can literally join my thing for free.
For free? Or do I pay you?
Up to 6 family members.
Holy shit, are you serious? Wait, so I just pay you how much per month then?
I spend $15 a month. I wouldn't charge you anything. It'd just be free.
No way.
Dude, I have it on my credit card. I make... you know, enough money to cover the cost of it. Like,
yeah, but I mean, I'd pay you for,
yeah, I got it's 6 premium accounts for family members under one roof. It's $14.99 a month. Cancel anytime. 6 people. I think Apple's similar, God. Isn't it? It's either 4
or
6.
I was looking up. Hold on a second.
I mean, plan. Think about it. It's not, you're going to get the same music between the two, right? they're the same music, almost the same quality. I think Spotify has more quality options, but just different interfaces. But they're the same music, right?
Right.
So it's just quality, what interface you want, really, which I prefer Spotify more.
Yeah,
Apple Music. If you wanna hop on my family plan, I'm pretty sure I can look up how you can make a profile. I'll send you my login. You can make a family plan login on it.
How much do you pay per month? Is it
15? I spend for Aaron and I alone, just the two of us on a family plan. Because I think it's 10 a month for singles. So I was like, this is stupid to share one Spotify when I don't want to like have her music and vice versa. She doesn't want all my music. So $15 and she has her own separate library entirely on her phone.
This is what we'll do. Once I change, so I'll probably do it soon. Once I change. An
upgrade, we'll like swap.
Yeah. So we each get once our, I change each get from my own. Student okay. account, I will change to a family Apple Music. And then you and Aaron can join my Apple Music family. And then I'll join your Spotify. So then we both will have both.
So how do you get, when is your plan end to upgrade to the next one?
I have it on my ASU email, but my ASU email will, like, I don't know how long, like, my friends and I tried to figure this out, but we never got an answer. I don't know how long my ASU email lasts because I'm not a student anymore. I think it might be a year, but I don't know if it's a year. It might not be that long. But that's like the only student thing I have is that. But I don't really mind changing it. I mean, that's fine. But
right.
I only had it under my ASU email, but I don't have my ASU email anymore. Technically, I'm not a student anymore, so I can't use it for anything.
Okay.
I would change it and then, because that's the only student discount I get anymore is that.
Okay.
Because I can still log into my stuff, but because I got like certain applications for free, like the ones I got Windows and stuff for free and Office and stuff like that, but that's all going to go away. But I'll just buy that. I'll just buy this and we'll just share both.
Yeah.
Because I'll have to switch that. Anyway. I'm going to have to switch and get the single person one anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter.
You'll have to pay for you'll have to pay the extra $5 a month for the $9.99. Yeah. I would love that because I want it just from Apple Watch to be able to download what I want on my Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm super down for that. I
would really love that. Okay, cool. I'm down. I'll give you access to it.
Because I've been meaning to get Spotify so that I can also learn that program and then also build my Spotify playlist on there as well.
Yeah. Spotify is nice. I love the interface. It's super cool because I don't know why this is the case, but there's a plugin for Spotify on Windows that Mac does not have. I don't know if you know this, but I downloaded Spotify on Bootcamp. I listen to songs, right? If you go on the keyboard shortcut and skip songs or pause or change the volume, a little tiny box pops up on the screen and shows you the album you're listening to, and it shows you the little icons for play, pause, skip, like that little, and then it just disappears once you press the button. It's so cool. I love it. Like, I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why Mac doesn't do that, but I love it. So
you're gonna love this even more. Okay, there's a plugin that my friends have on their PC. I will literally send it to you.
Okay.
That on your screensaver or your wallpaper, it has the song you're playing, and it has like the little bars going up and down for like the audio.
The EQ. The EQ.
And it has all the artist information and stuff like that. And when you change the song, it updates on your wallpaper.
Wait, show me on this.
I can literally send it to you.
I gotta see this. This is really cool.
So they all have it, and it's literally just a plugin that you install like on your computer. It's like a program.
It runs like with the music.
It's on Spotify.
Oh, it's on Spotify.
Yeah, it all has to do with Spotify. It doesn't work without music.
I want to see this.
I'm like, what? And it just goes. It's live on your freaking wallpaper. It's live.
That's awesome. How do you find this? Spotify.
I'm sure you can find it. Yeah. I don't know where it is because I obviously can't use it because I have a Mac.
PC plugin. Wallpaper, I'll do.
But they all have it. And I'm like, that is so cool. It's on their wallpaper and it's on their lock screen. It's freaking mental.
I don't even know how you find that. I can't find anything about it.
I love that you just have to ask them and they'll send it to me exactly what they have.
Equal 5 Pro equals for Spotify Windows only. Oh, I think I found it.
Do you see what it is?
I think it's a pay for it though. £15. I don't have any pounds. Yeah, it says you select the device. And it like shows the EQ on the background. That's cool. It's a license. Oh, it's pretty cheap though. It's only £10. Interesting.
$12. I'll ask them, but whenever you want, I can ask them for what they have. They know so many things about, because they all use Windows and I don't, so I don't know all the special tricks.
Right.
But one day I went over and I was like, bro, what the fuck is this? And they're like, oh, you don't even know. Dude, we know old things.
Yeah, all these crazy things that like you can't get on Mac.
Yeah. I streamed a little bit of Apex today. Got some really crazy wins.
I was watching you, but I didn't watch that long. I watched like maybe 20-30 minutes in the beginning.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Got some crazy wins. I'm trying to get to platinum because I'm gold 4 right now. I'm trying to get to platinum, which is
gonna take
forever. Well, no, it goes 4-1. So I'm not, I have to be 1 and then
rank. Every time you lose like 10 points.
You lose 24 if you don't get any kills or assists. It's 24 is you start at -24
in gold. Holy crap. Dang.
So TJ is already platinum because he grinded the past couple days to platinum.
Wow.
But.
So he gets all the awards for the like the jumping thing and all that?
No, I actually was showing that on my stream when I first started. They changed it and updated it. You don't get any dive rewards anymore, any dive streams.
Wow.
You had it in diamond. You don't get anything. You get like a badge. You get a badge.
Wow, what the hell?
To show that you're in platinum. So it goes gold, platinum, diamond, master, then predator.
Gotcha.
But the split starts in starts tomorrow. The split ranked. They split the ranked mode for the season right in half, so half of the season. So you start over again, so you have another chance to do a ranked again.
Right.
So it starts over. So we're grinding that. I did a four-hour stream earlier today. But we got some good wins. And then tomorrow I'll probably stream either if you want to stream some Battlefront.
For sure.
Something. Yeah. I love streaming Battlefront, dude. We crush. We crush in Strike. I don't know how we're so good, but it's just so freaking fun. Now that we like got the groove down, we're freaking good. So
agreed.
Maybe we should branch out and play some other modes. I know Galactic Conquest is hard for us. But we definitely know.
Have you played Supremacy yet?
I don't think so. I've not played any. Like, there's so many modes. I've not played any of them.
So Galactic Conquest is like half the amount of people compared to Supremacy.
So Supremacy
is like, so Galactic Conquest is like 20 on 20. Supremacy is like 40 on 40.
Oh, God.
And it's I think we did one match together. We did the Hoth.
Oh, on Hoth?
Remember that?
Oh, and it was no, 5 that was points, terrible.
And it was insane amount of people everywhere. That's Supremacy. Yeah. And like, there's like freaking 40 heroes you can play, like Galactic Assault. It's insane.
Yeah. And there was just spaceships crashing on us, and we were just like, why is this so hard? Yeah.
And you can't like get any cover. Yeah. That's how it is.
Yeah. Yep. And we also played on Hoth, and it was like our first one. So maybe that's why, but yeah, we could probably branch out and do some harder matches, which I'm totally down for. I mean, I really like Strike because it's close quarters. I really like the close quarters. So it's like a lot of strategy.
Right.
but I'm
down. No, I agree. And there's no heroes. So it's like, you got to play the core characters. That's it.
Exactly. It's not like anybody like, has any
you can't just go wreck everybody with Luke Skywalker or whatever. You
know, exactly. Darth Vader, I can't stand that.
Which is why I like it more too.
Yeah.
It's more strategy.
Everybody that has all the perks on their Darth Vader. So they just kill you instantly.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. I'm down.
Cool. Let's do it tomorrow.
Cool.
I'm game.
Sounds good, dude.
All right, bro.
All right, birthday boy.
Enjoy your evening.
All right, man. I'm going to play some Apex and go to bed.
All right, so I'm going to go to bed. It's 11 o'clock here.
Damn.
I'm sleepy.
Sounds good, sleepy boy.
Thanks for the call.
All right, man. Yeah. Thanks for all of our listeners for tuning in. We're going to change this up a little bit where at the end of our podcast, we'll just share a little bit of our, where you can reach us, I guess. So you can reach me at, my Twitch, which is, twitch.tv/ Mr. Ian Hunter. Again, like I was saying, I was playing early today. I stream Mondays and Tuesdays. And my Twitter, Instagram, also the same, is Mr. Ian Hunter. I have a period somewhere in there, but you'll find me. And Connor, where can they find you?
Mine is twitch.tv/4leafconnor with four spelled out, F-O-U-R. And my Twitter and Instagram are the same, 4leafconnor, but they are with the number instead. So four and then leafconnor.
Excellent. Also, any sponsorships, you can hit us up. We're down for that as well.
Absolutely.
We
currently have Anchor, which we've been loving.
Yep, Anchor is an amazing platform.
We're definitely down for some more.
And we're down for sponsoring anybody. And lastly, before we go, we just wanted to share that we're going to be starting a joint Twitch channel shortly here. And if anybody has any suggestions for games you want us to play, please let us know. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Thank you. Peace.